Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our new friend, Dr. Scott Powell. He's not going to be new friend long. We're going to get him back. He's got a lot more to teach us. He's a senior fellow with the Discovery Institute, discovery.org. Also, he's with the managing partner with Remington Rand, LLC. His landmark book, Covert Cadre, is one of the classics, and many of you see his byline in a number of publications. Scott, thanks again for being here. We talked in the previous segment about some of the challenges that Main Street small businesses have going up against companies like Google, like Facebook. I started warning people 10 years ago, Scott, when I anointed myself the social media heretic. I started warning people about them. I started telling them, these guys are never going to be your friends. They're going to build a platform that you can use. You can benefit from them, but they're never going to be your friends. Amazon is like that. See, a lot of people say Amazon is helping small businesses because they're allowing you to sell their products online. But at the same time, Amazon has behaviors that will hurt you as you try to sell products online. They've done that to me. So what I'm trying to help small business owners figure out is, how can we put our best foot forward? What is our true special sauce that people will go away from Amazon's sexiness and do business with us out on Main Street? And one example I give is technical capability and personal service, because Amazon can sell you 143 back scratchers, but they can't scratch one back. What do you think?
That's right. I fully agree. I think that businesses today have to utilize the internet. One can supplement. If you have a storefront, you have a store, you have a physical presence, you can supplement your physical presence by selling online. But I think that the key differentiating factor is the human factor. And to have cheerful, bright, polite, service-oriented employees, and to instill that in your employees is the best thing you can do to preserve your business and differentiate it and make it grow.
Right.
You know, when you look at McDonald's and what McDonald's has done to the U.S. economy, it's really quite incredible. You know, McDonald's has always hired a lot of immigrants. They've hired people from the poorer sector of society. But by golly, when you're a McDonald's employee, you got to be polite. Yep. You got to be prompt. You got to show up on time. Mm-hmm. You got to learn to speak politely to customers. And if you don't, you don't have a job there.
That's right.
So I still think that business is the primary socializing force in America. And so I'm a big fan of small business. And I think the future can still be bright. And I think that, you know, there are some things that the internet can never deliver, and that's personalized service.
That's right. Well, and this is the domain of small business. And I think that's what we have to focus on, because there's one, we do have one advantage that a lot of people don't talk about, but I talk about it all the time on the show, Scott. And that is that after all is said and done, no matter how much digital our world becomes, you and I are still going to be analog, and we require touch, and we require trust. What do you think?
I fully agree. I couldn't have said it better, Jim.
And I think isn't that our model? Never mind what you sell. Make sure that whatever you sell caters to the humanity, the analogness of us, of our customers.
That's right. You know, I think there was a thing, when the technology revolution was just really kind of in its in its earlier stages back in the 80s, maybe early 90s, there was a phrase that I can remember, and it was that, you know, if you wanted to be successful, you had to have high tech and high touch.
That was John Nesbitt wrote that in Megatrends. 82,
yes, exactly.
82. Yeah.
Yes. Boy, you're well read. I really appreciate that.
Well, right. I quote him all the time. Go ahead.
Well, it's that high touch factor that the internet can be efficient, mm-hmm. but it can never replace the high touch, the high human touch.
Yep.
That businesses should have.
Well said. Hey, Scott, I got to wrap it up. Discovery.org, is that right? Is that where you want them to go?
That's it. Yep.
All right. Hey, will you come back?
And my email address is there if people want to correspond. I generally like to.
Thank you. Thank you, Scott. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Remind you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.